Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Listen, we've got to do justice to a topic that, in a very short period of time, that's really important. That is getting scammed, right?
Fraud.
And it's been around for time immemorial. It's not going to go away, and it's still happening.
And there was a recent case that came out. The Alberta Securities Commission reached out to us last week when we were ready to go for the Gord Gillies interview, and we wanted to bring him on right away. We just couldn't squeeze it into the show.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they're here. We have Alison Trollope, Director of Communications and Investor Education at the Alberta Securities Commission, telling us about what just happened here in Alberta. Alison, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, let's start with that, Alison. There has been some recent fraud issues that we've seen here in Alberta. Maybe you can bring our listeners up to speed on that, and then we'll try to address some ways to avoid it.
You bet. So last week, the Alberta Securities Commission and the Alberta RCMP arrested and charged Nicholas John Felgate with 9 offenses under the criminal code. He's been criminally charged with 8 counts of fraud over $5,000 and 1 count of laundering proceeds of crime. And it's alleged that Felgate fraudulently raised over $2 million from 11 investors, both in northern and southern Alberta.
So think about that number, $2 million across 11 people, 11 families. That's not chump change. This is serious money. And it's affecting people seriously. Yeah. Okay, so...
break it down. This is just shy of $200,000 investments per investor on average that are handing money over to an individual and have now... that individual committed fraud. Who knows what's going to happen to their money? But you're writing a check for $200,000,
right?
Like this is, like you said, it's not chump change.
No, this is serious money. That's serious money. Alison, help us understand. This happens a lot more frequently than we would all like to admit, and it's been happening forever. So we got to get past the "if it's too good to be true" kind of thing. You know, you shouldn't do it. What should people be looking for to identify problems?
One of the most important and concrete things that people can do is before handing over their money, they should check the registration of the person offering the investment. So generally, anyone offering investments in Alberta must be registered with the Alberta Securities Commission, and you can do a national registration search through a link on our website at checkfirst.ca.
That
I don't think people do that. In my history as an advisor... Mm-hmm. I could probably count the number of times on my hand someone asked me, are you registered with the Alberta Securities Commission?
Right.
Is your name on there?
Right.
Has there been any complaints? Like, literally, and I've been doing this for 20-some years now.
Right.
So on my, I don't think, like, we always hear, Dave, you know, if it's too good to be true, don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then why does fraud continue happening?
Right.
So it goes beyond that, and there's some responsibility that if you're going to cut a check to invest, do some due diligence, and one way is to go on this website and check if the individual is registered. What if they're not, Alison? What should they do?
If they're not registered, you can also call our public inquiries office to determine if there might be a reason behind them not being registered. But really, you know, if they're not registered, you should perhaps ask them why they're not registered. But definitely don't hand over your money. It's really important to understand who you're investing with and what you're investing in, mm-hmm. and to do research before you hand over your money, because generally, by the time that scams are uncovered, the money has been spent or sent offshore, and it's just not there to retrieve. And so no one cares about your money more than you, except for maybe the scam artist. So just make sure that you are taking the steps to protect yourself.
Alison, did this individual, Nicholas Felgate, was he registered with ASC?
He was not registered with the ASC, and he actually had an interim cease trade order that we had, a panel of ours had determined that he should not be selling securities in Alberta and that he was specifically precluded from doing so, but he continued to do it. You wouldn't have seen him registered with the ASC.
And I know hindsight's 2020, what people should have or could have done. But in this case, we have an individual who has a cease trade order, which means he is not allowed to buy or sell securities for anybody in the province of Alberta. Yet, after that date, individuals handed over almost $200,000 per family to this individual, and this is what came out of it. That one step of just checking the registration might have saved $200,000 that individual, that family.
Right.
And these are the kind of steps that we need to really hone in on this. So just check into this stuff. So again, that website one more time.
Our website is checkfirst.ca.
Allison, is there any, anything specific, any other scams that you guys are aware of that are ongoing, regular things? I'm not asking you to identify individuals, but things that people really need to be conscious of if they're approached to do some additional due diligence.
You bet. I think one thing that happens relatively frequently is affinity fraud. And that's where it's someone in your community, someone who you know through your religious organization, or someone in your small town who's a member of the Rotary or something like that, someone that you know and potentially trust, and it's that person that is offering a fraudulent investment. And, I think, we've talked about doing research and things like that. People are even less likely to do research or check registration and things like that.
Yep.
If it's someone that they know.
Yes.
And so it's just so important. It doesn't matter who is approaching you. Just protect your hard-earned money. Check registration. Know the red flags of fraud. Ask questions and know what you're investing in.
And Allison, we're quickly running out of time, but very quickly, if you feel you're the victim of a fraudulent scheme, what do you do?
You should definitely call us. And in fact, in reference to the Fellgate case, we've reason to believe that there may be additional people affected beyond the 11 investors named in the charges. So whether you've been approached by him or you've invested with him or by anyone and you feel that you might have been victim of investment fraud, definitely contact us. We have a public inquiries toll-free number that's on our website, or you can email us at inquiries@asc.ca.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. I want to thank you very much for joining us today, Allison.
Thank you for your time.
We've been joined by Allison Traub, who's a Director of Communications and Investor Education at the Alberta Securities Commission. And, I feel good that they reached out to us and that we can provide this forum, this mechanism to get that information out there.
We will get it out to as many people as we can. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, we got to fraud. I don't want to say too much more about that because we can continue to go on and on and on. But I do want to try to make some sense of this. About how to properly structure a portfolio and avoid the risks of, I'm not even talking about fraud, but taking on the right amount of risk in a portfolio to make sure that your lifestyle can be
How do you bulletproof your retirement?
Yeah.
How do you make sure that you can profit and protect in these types of markets without taking on too much risk?
Right.
And that's the key thing that most people who are transitioning to or living in retirement are worried about. They don't want to run out of money. And so how do we show you our solution to that problem? We'll discuss that on Tuesday, March 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Club. You do need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Is there a better way to get retirement income in Canada? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.